It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Fans are pointing out that there are some interesting details on the promotional poster for Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson, which will be happening on Netflix in July.
Yeah.
Anybody with a Netflix subscription will be able to watch it from the AT&T Stadium in Texas. It's going to be a big deal. It could quite possibly be one of the biggest live events of all time. And the poster promoting the fight, there's some things off with it. So Jake Paul's photo is current. You know, he looks douchey, as he does. And then Mike Tyson's photo, you're like, man, he looks like he's in really good shape, like he's ready to go with this thing. Well, the photo is 19 years old, and they actually went in and photoshopped his tattoos to look up to date.
Huh.
That's pretty shameless. Like, why would you do that? He's in decent shape right now.
He is, yeah.
But... I guess next to Jake Paul, he might not look like he's in shape, maybe.
That's,
I don't know.
That's true. Just looking at some of the rules, like, there were certain ones, like, who knows, because now I'm reading conflicting comments on the internet about it, but, like, headgear potentially for the fight.
No.
18-ounce gloves, so they're wearing the bigger gloves for
whatever,
it.
Whatever.
That's whatever, yeah, for sure. But someone is trying to say, oh, yeah, Jake will be able to tag his brother in at any time. Being able to bring... I was like, well, I could actually see something like that happening. But you have a great point. Why did they Photoshop
Tyson? Well, that, but also the headgear thing. I don't want to see headgear. Headgear,
no.
Watching boxing with headgear...
That's a sparring match.
It's sparring. Or like Olympic boxing, they use headgear. But
yeah, that's different.
I want to see somebody get KO'd, man. That's what
I want to see Jake Paul get KO'd.
All right? My hard-earned money. Wait a minute. I don't really pay that much for Netflix.
Well, but, how much is it now? I don't even remember how much it is anymore.
I don't even notice either. But I want to see Jake Paul get absolutely... No, wait. My money is down on Jake Paul.
Oh, here's Chad jumping ship to the Mike Tyson train.
I told you. No, I'm not going to. I think Mike Tyson, if it's a legit fight, Mike Tyson is dead in the water.
Chad and Evan Daly.
People are getting married a lot older now.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is probably better. You should enjoy being young. Enjoy doing things that you might not get to do later on in life.
I mean, divorce rate has never been higher, so it might not be working.
Well, this is true. you know, someone who marries, though, at 25 is over 50% likely to get divorced than someone who weds at age 20.
Right. Okay.
Which is interesting.
Maybe that's, maybe getting married young is like, that's where your true love is, right? Maybe there's something to be said about young love.
Marrying too young. Yeah. You don't have the skills, and you're not established in your own life, so you don't necessarily have the maturity to do that. But here's the thing. So you have that.
Right.
People in their 30s. It turns out that after turning 32, the odds of divorce actually increase by 5% each year.
Oh, boy.
Young love.
Do you know how old I was when I got married? I think I was 33. Evan, I was 33 when I got married.
Oh, wow, Chad.
How old were you?
I don't keep
track.
Hold
on. You got married.
What, are you keeping track of my life now?
Well, no, because your wedding was my wife and my wife. That was our first date.
Right.
Your wedding.
Yeah.
So that would have been in the 80s?
It was 70s. 2010, you jackass.
Well, no, I'm figuring it out here. You're 60. How old are you now? 67?
It was 28 when I got married, Chad.
You were 28 when you got married?
Yeah, 28.
You were so young.
I was young. I think about that. That's a long time ago.
What happened to you?
I got married.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I want to talk about a guy by the name of Paul Alexander. Now, if you have a TikTok account, chances are some of Paul Alexander's videos have come across on your feed. He was a man, 78 years old, living in an iron lung chamber. Big yellow iron lung, like the ones you see in the movies, right?
In the Big Lebowski.
That's right. So they're in a big iron lung, and it's used to keep pressure, you know, in and out of the lungs so they can breathe. And Paul Alexander, when he was 6 years old, he was diagnosed with polio. So that's why he's in an iron lung. Now, he went on to do amazing things. He became a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Again, from an iron lung that he lived in for over seven decades.
You can't leave these things at all, can you?
No, you will die. So he was in it, in an iron lung, in paralysis. He went on to become a big lawyer. He went on to become a very successful man. And he got his bachelor's degree in economics.
That's crazy. Well, what else do you have to do?
I guess. I mean, but the thing is he worked. He was a practicing lawyer.
Right.
He had no use of his hands. It was literally the videos that I saw. They would always get his like advice on life, and it would be him lying in an iron lung, and it's just his head sticking out of this iron lung upside down because he can only look at the roof. And he'd have like a glass of water next to him with a bendy straw that he could drink out of. And he did that for 70 years. And by the way, I should point out that in every single video, he looked happy.
That's crazy to me. Like the whole outside world, and you were stuck in this thing, and I'm sure there were a lot of tough times for him.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there were some crazy tough times, but that gives you a different aspect on life, you know? You take advantage of the small things in life, and you learn. But like here we are. I'm walking around this morning, and I'm like, I got to go all the way to the back to get a coffee.
Chad and Evan Daly.
What am I doing right now, Chad? Hey, look.
You said,
that's where my cup went!
No.
Hold on!
You've got your cup.
Hold on! No, so here's what happened. Evan, you said you were going to make me angry, and by golly, you did it. So,
no, I didn't.
I don't know where you're going now.
No. So I came in yesterday. You were gone.
Yeah.
I came in yesterday morning, and I always keep my coffee cup right here, right beside my station here.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? And I came in yesterday, my coffee cup was gone.
No. So this cup, I keep behind our logo over here, our symbol.
Yeah.
You know, I keep it over there.
Right.
And I've had it there for a while for whenever I forget coffee.
Hold on.
I don't think so. No, it's not your cup. I promise
okay.
you.
Well, then who took my cup?
I was going to try and make you mad by saying, Chad, I'm drinking a mocha.
Oh, no, that doesn't make me mad. What makes me mad?
There's hot
you didn't
chocolate
know what you're
in
stepping
it.
Into here. I came in
I
yesterday.
Didn't my, regret bringing
I
any
keep
of this
my,
up.
I keep my mug seasoned, as I call it. I wash it once a week. All right? It's got a
That's
good.
That's more than I thought.
It's got a good tinge to it.
Uh huh.
All right.
Good hue.
A good hue. A good coffee hue to it.
Yeah, yeah. And you it's can see the. It's like when you're looking at rock beds, you know,
yeah,
at the lake. You can see the different layers.
That's right. Exactly.
Sediment.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. Yeah. So, but I came in yesterday and it was gone. Who took it? Travis did. I guarantee you.
I bet you it was Travis trying to clean up around here.
Well, but that's the only thing that was cut.
It doesn't make it dirty.
No, it's mine.
It's a coffee cup.
Whoever took my coffee cup. By the way, I went to the back.
Uh-huh, you found it?
And I found it. It was somebody put it in the dishwasher and cleaned it, which I guess, thank you. But
is it still seasoned?
I could tell. I could tell it was mine because I was like, oh, there she is.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Well, people in the United States of America,
mm-hmm.
they're getting all upset because the U.S. House has passed a bill that wants to ban ticky-talky.
The ticky-talk?
The ticky-talk, and people are not happy, Chad.
Yeah.
They are not happy. The infamous bill passed in the House yesterday despite the pushback from public,
mm-hmm.
civil liberties organization,
mm-hmm.
and TikTok's parent company, ByteDance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get both sides of it. So I do get the government not wanting it because it is
spying.
It's shady. All right, it's shady.
Yeah, because okay? Meta's not shady.
No, I know, but also, you know, ByteDance is a Chinese company. They've had some
Meta's
espionage
an American
issues.
One, and it's brutal. There's proof of how much spying and information they've stolen. So mm-hmm. get rid of social media altogether, then.
Also, I mean, they say that if you watch Chinese TikTok versus North American TikTok, they're completely different. Apparently, Chinese TikTok leans more towards the educational side, and North American TikTok is the total opposite.
Oh,
makes it way dumber. But 170 million Americans use TikTok.
We're Canadian, I guess.
No, I know, but we use it. And that's the thing. I've always heard, if you're over the age of 30 on TikTok, that's pathetic. Why is that? That's what they used to say about Facebook, and now every grandma and grandpa's on Facebook, and it's like, if you're under the age of 16, you're still on Facebook. That's pathetic.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing is, like, you get the over 40 TikTok, right? You get that over 40 TikTok MILF.
I don't get TikTok. That one. I think your algorithm's different than mine.
Chad and Evan Daily.
We've been through our love-hate relationship with Neil Young. First off, I think we both appreciate the fact that he is a Canadian icon.
Yep.
I think we both appreciate the fact that he's an amazing live performer and he's a brilliant musician.
Yeah, a great songwriter.
Absolutely. However, he's a little wishy-washy. Here's what I mean by that. Back in 2022, Neil Young removed his music from Spotify because Joe Rogan was on Spotify.
Oh, boo-hoo.
And Joe Rogan was spreading some vaccine information stuff, whatever. Okay? So he didn't agree with Joe Rogan's politics, essentially, and he's like, I want my music off Spotify, which is kind of like taking your ball and going home. So, fine. All his music was removed. Was that your throat?
That was my throat.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So all of his music was removed, and that was that. And part of me was like, okay, I don't agree with his move, but I respect it. He went all in.
Right. Yeah, he really bought into that. He's like, I hate this guy so much.
Yeah.
I don't want people to hear my music
and
on this
platform. Mitchell did it, too.
Yeah, they're one and the same.
But nobody's really, yeah, okay. So that goes by. Everything's good. Now, Neil Young, he's bringing his music back to Spotify.
Yeah. Because he knows he has to.
That's exactly it. So he said this. Other music services, Apple, Amazon, Tidal, have started serving the same disinformation podcast I had opposed at Spotify. Because I cannot leave all those services like I did Spotify, because my music would have no streaming outlet to music lovers at all, I have returned. So he's basically saying, Joe Rogan just signed a $250 million deal with Spotify, and it allows all of his content to go on multiple platforms now. So what he's saying is, because Joe Rogan's everywhere, and
so
it's unavoidable. I'm going back because I relent.
Well, you know what, Neil Young?
Yeah.
Why don't you go and try and make a streaming service like you did with that stupid speaker?
Was it the Pony?
Yeah, something like that really didn't get off the ground whatsoever. So.
Again, I respected the move because he was all about the audio quality and stuff, but those things were massive. Do you remember? I don't know if you actually, look it up. I think they were called Ponies. Something like that. And they were the size of your like hand and forearm. There's no way you could fit them in your pocket. They were massive. But
Pono.
Pono. That's
what it was. Pono.
And do you remember when Neil Young was playing locally and he was, again, anti-carbon, anti-pollution, all that stuff, and he ran his bus outside of the venue for hours on end?
Yeah, you got to keep it running, Chad. You got to keep it warm in there for him.
Boy, oh boy. I love your music, Neil, but come on.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So we were just talking about Neil Young, perhaps not putting his money where his mouth is sometimes.
Yeah.
Metallica, they haven't really said much about the environment and what their thoughts are on it, but they're really stepping up here. We all know that Metallica has the M72 World Tour. Yep. It's a huge tour. Their stage is massive.
Stages
are massive. And it comes with many rigs, many trucks that have to pull this stuff around all over the world. Well, they're teaming up with a company called Iveco, I think I'm saying that right, out of Italy. And all of their touring throughout Europe this year.
No, you didn't. It's Iveco!
Iveco! So they'll be all their touring throughout Europe this year will be done with big rigs powered by batteries and hydrogen fuel cells.
Oh, wow.
That's they didn't have to do that.
No.
So, I mean, it's good to see that they are. They're leading the way a bit on this. And it'll be interesting to see if it happens in North America. It seems like they're ahead of the curve in Europe on that stuff. So that's what's happening. Metallica's teaming up with this company and creating, like, getting together to make a fleet of these trucks.
You know why Metallica is doing it and why they care so much?
Why?
Because they're getting paid to do it. They're getting paid by Iveco to do it.
Probably.
Because We've talked about they don't talk about their politics, but everyone knows where, especially James stands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. So they're getting paid to do it and team up with this company.
Right.
Metallica is like Kiss, just not quite as like crazy. Everything is money. All about money.
So you could say, with the electric vehicles, they truly are riding the lightning.
Chad and Evan Daily.
You want a conspiracy theory to jump behind? Here's one. This whole death of John Barnett, the Boeing whistleblower, is all sorts of shady.
Yeah.
So he was in the middle of testifying against Boeing, you know, with some things they've overlooked on their planes, some substandard inspections, things like that. He also said that he was a quality manager at the North Charleston plant for Boeing.
30 years.
Building the 787 Dreamliner. He said that the workers were under pressure and they had been deliberately fitting substandard parts to aircrafts on the production line. So this is why a lot of people don't want to fly Boeing planes right now. And, I mean, not the best track record. I was talking about this yesterday. A wheel flew off, landed on some vehicles in a parking lot recently. The door flew out of one on the Alaska Airlines one. So he was, anyway, Barnett was about to really get into testifying. He had already, I think, said a few things.
Yeah, he had.
But they found him in his vehicle in a parking garage, dead from a self-inflicted gunshot.
Self-inflicted.
It's a little like, it seems very, very shady.
Yeah, well, after working for the company for 30 years, who retired in 2017, he had some knowledge of the company, right?
Yeah.
And Boeing said it was saddened to hear of Mr. Barnett's passing.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm full on behind this one, that this was a setup.
It's got a little it's got a Jeffrey Epstein vibe to it.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.